The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. The National Interest. Politicians from both sides of the aisle are fond of making pronouncements about, quote, national interests, or what's good or bad for America and its national security. It is a time-honored practice to present the interests of the dominant class as those of the nation as a whole. An appeal to nationalism justifies all sorts of nefarious practices, from government surveillance and repression to building up large military arsenals and bombing other countries. The idea of a nation has some basis in reality. Everyone on the planet belongs to some nationality and lives in a territory ruled over by a state. But everyone also belongs to a social class, and national policy serves the interests of the dominant one. "Beware of people who make a sacred idol of the state," writes International Studies professor Benedict Anderson. "And beware of those who talk a lot about our splendid ancestors. Your pocket is about to be picked." End quote. Whenever phrases like national interests are thrown around to defend some government action, whether it is a spending cut or a declaration of war, it is necessary to ask, in Lenin's words, who stands to gain? "It is not important," wrote Lenin, quote, "who directly advocates a particular policy, since under the present noble system of capitalism, any moneybag can always hire, buy, or enlist any number of lawyers, writers, and even parliamentary deputies, professors, parsons, and the like to defend any views. We live in an age of commerce, when the bourgeoisie have no scruples about trading in honor or conscience." End quote. In every war the United States has fought, the country's rulers have claimed it was fought in the national interest. Yet in each case, the beneficiaries were a minority at the top. Every extension of empire benefited not the majority, whose conditions of life always had more in common with the majority of the people being conquered, but bankers, industrialists, military contractors, and so on. This truth, in wartime, can be a dangerous one for those expressing it. "Wars throughout history have been waged for conquest and plunder," Debs told a crowd in 1918. "The master class has always declared the wars, and the subject class has always fought the battles." For that speech, Debs was imprisoned at age 62. End of section.